A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. On the programme, I visit Kenmare as they say goodbye to the Sisters of St. Clair. I also visit St. Brendan's College Killarney because they did Thought for the Day and they were celebrating the Feast of St. Brendan. And I chat to Gabriel Fitzmaurice on inclusion. Today at 12 noon, Kenmare celebrates Mass to mark the immeasurable contribution of the Sisters of St. Clair to the community of Kenmare. I took a trip to Kenmare to talk to people connected with the St. Clair Sisters. I chatted to Katrina O'Neill, Nora Finnegan, and Sister Concepta Looney. Katrina O'Neill, you went to the St. Clair nuns in the convent primary school. You taught infants in the boys' primary school, and you have a great interest in Kenmare, the church, and the Port Clares. How are you feeling as the order leave Kenmare finally?
I think it's very sad, but I think, you know, that their legacy will continue because they have given so much over the years. I mean, they have been part and parcel. They have been the background. They have been the narrative. They have been always there. The music of our childhood, of our growing up. They're part of Kenmare people's identity, really, I think.
Did you end up good at crafts and skills like that from your primary school?
Not particularly.
This wasn't your gift.
No. I love the choirs and the singing. I'm still involved in the Kenmare Choir. And I have lovely memories of being in the choir as children. We sang in the May devotions and the October devotions. And Sister Brendan played the organ in the church. And all the girls were very enthusiastic because it was pumped manually, and we loved to pump the organ. I have lovely memories of being up in that choir singing, you know, with all my friends from the town and from around, you know.
How do you feel about how the practice of religion has changed so much now and the scarcity of nuns, of priests?
Personally, I think our life was richer because of it. People say, like, there's no load on you, you know, and it gives a little bit of structure and meaning and purpose to your life. I know it's not for everybody and everybody has their own way, but it suits me to have this in my life. I think it's a lovely thing to pass on because when it's gone, we won't realise what we've lost, you know.
Change is inevitable, Katrina.
Yeah, I understand that. And I feel that it will develop in a different way because people are basically the same. We notice old songs and people are very comfortable with those. They bring memories from the past and they connect you with other people in the future, you know. And I suppose there will definitely be change, but like it will go on in a different way, I'd imagine.
In the context of this, the Port Clair Sisters, is there any piece of music that you'd like me to play?
In the convent grounds in the month of May, there was a procession and the school children went around the grounds and it was a lovely experience. And the nuns, they opened the convent in May of 1862 and now they're leaving so many years later in the month of May. And I think that lovely song, The Queen of the May, is very much associated with my childhood anyway. Going around in that procession brings back a lot of memories. You know that one, O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today. It's very appropriate now, I think, they're leaving. It kind of ties it all up for me. May is a very special time in Kenmare because the bluebells are growing and the trees are in full blossom and nature is just bursting forth. It's a lovely time of the year. And I think the birds singing over there in that convent when we used to go around in that procession, it was very atmospheric. I think people will always have memories of that. Just kind of timeless.
Katrina O'Neill, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning.
You're very welcome, Mary.
Bring flowers of the rarest, bring blossoms the fairest from garden and woodland and hillside and dale. Our full hearts are swelling, our glad voices telling the praise of the loveliest flower of the blossoms today. blossoms today. Queen of the angels and queen of the May. Sing gaily in chorus, the bright angels o'er us re-echo the strains we begin upon earth. Their harps are repeating the notes of our greeting, for Mary herself is the cause of our mirth. O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the angels and Queen of the May. O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the angels and Queen of the May. Queen of the angels and Queen of
James Kilbane, Bring Flowers of the Rarest. Still in Kinmare, the Sisters of St. Clare opened their convent May 1862, and they provided education to the people of the area. They taught lace making and thus began Kinmare lace. Nora Finnegan, how did you try and keep that alive?
At the time, you could go to the convent, and Sister Frances was the nun who was there. Sister Frances McCarthy, she was originally from the town here, and she had a piece of lace, and she would demonstrate to you how it was made and tell you all about it.
And you just went by yourself to Sister Frances?
Yes, I did. I did, being young and foolish. I went by myself, and I asked Sister Frances, if we got a group together, would she teach it? And she said, no, but I'll show you, and you can pass it on.
So she was just going to teach you how to do
it? Yes, yeah.
The chosen one, or?
Well, I don't know who chose me, but I think it chose me somehow. Anyhow, I knew nothing whatsoever about it. I could sew, all right. I had learned a lot of sewing in primary school at the time, which a lot of people my age would have. So I was able to do a buttonhole stitch, I suppose, to some degree. So I would go to Sister Frances and she would teach me. And then I had got a group of local people together. There were 40 people at the first meeting, but they were a lot less by the time we finished.
Did you expect all of those to actually do the lace?
Well, I had hoped they would, but they tried. So anyhow, I would go to Sister Frances and I'd learn stitch, and then I'd go and teach the ladies that stitch, and I'd go back and do the same thing again. And it was a great way to learn because you had to keep repeating. Just when we got going, that was the year that the lace room in the convent was closing. And I didn't know that when I went there, but Sister Frances was retiring, and that's why she didn't want to take on teachers or anything.
So it would have died out completely if you hadn't been looking at it and trying to work with the co-op.
It would have. The National Museum probably would have taken what was there because they did photograph it at some stage.
How do you feel now with the sisters closing up in Kinmare and moving entirely?
Well, it's very sad, you know, and it's sad to see them going, and it was sad to see Sister Philomena and Sister Frances passed away and a lot of the other nuns who were here. And that was very sad. They took so much history with them and they achieved so much while they were here. But the thing is that I don't think we should be depressed and upset about it, because the nuns came here. They were really wanted when they came. They fulfilled a purpose. They did what was required. They did an awful lot of good work. Now that project is taken over by the Department of Education and by others, and it's time for them to bow out. And there's nothing bad about that.
The very good thing is that you've kept part of it alive here.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Nora Finnegan of Kinmare Lace and Design Centre. Next, I went down to the new convent, the relatively new convent, to meet Sister Concepta Looney. I asked her where in recent times she had put her very positive energy.
I tend, as part of my board work, like I will attend graduation, awards night, little concerts anything that's there just to give that bit of, as you say, positive, you know, to encourage and to support. And that, I had a call from Barry there in the primary school today, and that's what he said to me. He said, you know, along the line, you have the good word. And I think our words, Mary, the good words, even on the board. Of course, Dermot, the principal, always asks for the prayers, and that is important. So every morning when I finish my office, I send them a blessing, and I send a blessing up to St. John's, and then I send a blessing to the world.
Well, we're absolutely glad to get those blessings. What are you looking forward to now?
I'm looking forward to, first of all, I suppose, the Mass, and then I head for Dublin on the 22nd. But I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a break, a good rest, a bit of peace, and all the things that renew us. But it reminds me of the time I retired from Bally James Duff, and Bishop Leo was the bishop at that time in Cavan, and he said to me, what are you going to do now? I said, nothing, Bishop. I'm like a dry, weary land without water.
And you need a little bit of a rest.
A little break.
When I was talking to you earlier, you were saying that's very important, the being.
Yes, and a presence, Mary, is another thing. We have a lady, I have to mention her, she does the cooking for us, and she has a fantastic presence. You know, she comes in, I don't know what it is, and it isn't all she says, but the way she looks at you maybe, and this presence. So I think the presence of a person, and to be yourself.
You're bringing yourself to it by engaging along the way with whatever comes up.
Yeah, and it's not so much the activity as the presence there, the encouragement, listening and being with them. And, you know, I'll ring up to see to the football match. Did they win? I will ring up and Dermot will send me a text or he will, yeah.
Sister Concepta Looney, I'm delighted to meet you. You seem in great health and great positivity, so it's a joy and a pleasure to me to chat with you today. Continued good health, and God bless you into the future. And thank you for all you've done.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, now, that was really just a very brief introduction to some of the people involved with Sisters of St. Clare. We will revisit this during the month of August, and we'll look at it for a full programme.
Sylvia Thompson, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Thank you, Mary.
Sylvia, this is a special week around Laudato Si.
It is. It's the 8th anniversary of the publication of Pope Francis's document or letter to each one of us, all about caring for our common home. And the formal title is Laudato Si, Praised Be.
And in the diocese, I know every year since its publication, we've given huge emphasis to it during the season of creation, which is September time. But this is the anniversary.
It's the anniversary time. And so it's the summertime and the country is bursting out with hawthorn and flag iris and oxeye daisy and all sorts of things, flowers that the pollinators need.
It's the favourite time of the year for a lot of people.
The National Biodiversity Centre have asked us to call it No Mow May. They were asking us not to mow our grass, or at least part of it, during this month, so the flowers could bloom and bees and other pollinators could have some food.
Perfect. So what could we do to mark this time?
Well, I'm going to read you a little piece from our Season of Creation leaflet from last year, because I think it says it all. It says, we are invited to listen to creation's call. What is God saying to us through the book of nature? Spend more time with awareness, evoking the senses, contemplating God's love for us through creation. Can we allow nature to be a teacher, a friend, a channel of God's love?
That all sounds like such fun and a pleasure to do, Sylvia. That's not a hard job at all.
None of that is hard. Just being in nature, and imagine not having to mow your grass.
Definitely. So you're asking people, just be aware of this and don't forget about it.
And I suppose it would be wonderful, because there's two Sundays within it when they could have a general intercession at Mass, reminding people to care for creation, turning off the lights and not using sprays in the garden, and maybe walking rather than taking the car each time.
But spending time in nature, I suppose, is the most important, because then you realise the beauty that is all around us at this point, smelling and looking and tasting and seeing, and then you don't want to rubbish it.
Absolutely. So, Sylvia, you're encouraging us to contemplate and enjoy. And have you a prayer for us?
Pope Francis's own prayer from his letter to us. All-powerful God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of your creatures. Pour out upon us the power of your love, that we may protect life and beauty. Bring healing to our lives, that we may protect the world, not prey on it. That we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Amen.
Just to let you know, the film, The Letter, is on in Listowel Parish Church next Friday at 6:30, and all are welcome. After the break, we visit St. Brendan's College, Killarney.